Hello, welcome to Let's Talk in English. We have a great lesson for you today. My name is Peter. I'm one of your teachers here. The topic is small talk, and the title of the show is Time to Meet Taylor. Time to Meet Taylor. Katie, who do you think Taylor is?
I don't know. There have been so many new people at the station, so I guess she is going to be a new coworker here. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I hope that you're ready to learn a lot with us today.
Like Katie said, we have a lot to learn today, so let's get started. We can read today's Read It with Katie right now.
The new producer at LTE TV is Taylor Jones. She was a reporter in Canada. She needs to shoot a short report. She's still a reporter at heart. Are there a few minutes in the schedule? Abby checks the schedule. Taylor can shoot any time after 3 o'clock tomorrow. That's wonderful.
Well, everyone, this is going to be a great lesson. There's a new friend at LTE TV. Her name is Taylor.
And she has an important job. She's the new producer. Now, this is Carol's old job. But what does a producer do?
When you produce something, you make it. So a TV producer at a TV station produces shows. They make the shows.
So Taylor will do a lot of planning. She will help our friends at LTE TV decide which stories they should report on.
It's a fun job, but that would be a lot of work. I think Taylor will do great, though, and I think it's time to learn our keywords. Here's our word, lady.
今天要跟大家介绍电视台的新制作人 Taylor。他以前在加拿大是一名记者哦，他明天想拍点东西，拍摄的动词就是 shoot。 She needs to shoot something tomorrow。 他想要拍一段很短的报道。 The report is very short。 短的就是 short。 他想看看时间表上有没有空档可以让他拍。 Are there a few minutes on the schedule? A few minutes 就是几分钟。Taylor 说他三点之后都可以拍。I can shoot anytime after three. 接系词 after 表示在什么之后。太好了，现在确定明天下午可以拍了。That's wonderful. 当你觉得某件事真的是太棒了，好极了，就可以用 wonderful 这个字。
Good morning, Abby.
Oh, Miss Jones.I'm sending next week's schedule to you right now.
Wonderful. And please call me Taylor, Abby. I have a question about this week's schedule.
What's that?
Is there any time on the schedule tomorrow? I need to shoot a report.
Abby and Taylor are in conversation A. What is Abby doing?
She's working on the schedule for the week. And remember, we learned last week that Abby is the secretary at the station. They do lots of important jobs in offices.
Secretaries answer the phone and help guests who visit the office. They buy supplies for the office and for people that work there. They also make schedules, too.
But what is a schedule? A schedule will tell you all the things you have to do,and when to do them.
Offices have schedules for people who work there. At a place like a TV station, everyone has to do different things at different times.
But you probably have a schedule in school, too. Think about your classes. You go to different classes at different times. That's your schedule.
That's right. So making the schedule is one important job secretaries do.Abby is sending the schedule to Taylor right now.
But when Abby sees Taylor, she doesn't say Taylor. She calls her Ms. Jones. Why does she do that, Peter?
Well, because Taylor is Abby's boss. It's important to be nice and polite to your boss. In English, you can use Mr. or Mrs. when you're talking to someone important.
That's true. Thanks, Peter. But Taylor wants Abby to call her something different. She just says, please call me Taylor. So Abby doesn't have to call her Ms. Jones anymore.
When you meet someone for the first time, it's always polite to call them Mr. or Mrs. But once you get to know them, then maybe you can call them by their real name.
That's right. So Taylor wants to ask Abby a question about this week's schedule. What's her question?
She wants to know if there's any time on the schedule tomorrow. If there is time on the schedule for Taylor, that also means she has some free time.
That's why schedules are really important. There are so many things to remember, but a schedule helps everyone. And Abby is sending that schedule to Taylor.
We often say that we send a schedule because it is on a computer. To send is another way of saying giving something.
And free time is time when you don't have anything to do. You can do what you want. Maybe you ask your friends if they have free time to do anything with you.
True. So why does Taylor want some free time tomorrow? She wants to shoot a report.
That's right. And we will find out more about this report in Conversation B right now.
You're shooting a report, Miss Jones?
Yes. I'm a producer now, but I'm still a reporter at heart.
I remember. You were a reporter back in Canada. I can check the schedule right now.
Thank you. The report is very short, but it can't wait. I need to shoot it as soon as possible.
I think Abby is a little surprised. The first thing she says in Conversation B is, "You're shooting a report, Miss Jones?"
We know that Taylor is the station's new producer, but she still loves being a reporter.
That's good. It's important to do the things we love. And Abby is still calling Taylor Ms. Jones there.
But Taylor told Abby she didn't have to do that. I wonder why Abby isn't calling her Miss Jones.
I guess she's just trying really hard to be polite. And she doesn't know Taylor well. Sometimes it's a good idea to be polite for a long time until you know someone better.
True. Let's talk about a fun sentence Taylor said. She says she's still a reporter at heart.
Sometimes in English we use the phrase at heart. So even though you do one thing, you still love another thing.
Let's try some examples. Sometimes we say people are kids at heart, even though when someone is older, they still act like a kid. Katie, why do you act so silly all of the time? Aren't you a teacher?
I love being a kid at heart. It makes life more fun, but I can still teach English. And here's another example. I lived in Asia for a few years, but I still love eating my mom's food. I'm an American at heart.
So those are a couple ways to use that phrase. Let's get some extra help from Christina.
Taylor 以前是记者,现在到了电视台变成制作人了。他说, I am a producer now, but I'm still a reporter at heart. 我现在是制作人了,不过在我心里我的本职还是一名记者。所以这个句子最后的片语 at heart 是用来描述一个人的内心深处,他天生本质上的特点。 如果我说 he is a good guy at heart, 就表示他本质上是个好人。如果说 she is a singer at heart, 表示这个人的身上流着歌手的血液,他拥有歌手的本质与热情。Now
you should all know how to use that phrase. It's useful. Let's keep learning together now.
So we know Taylor is the new producer, but she's still a reporter at heart. And Abby says, you were a reporter back in Canada.
That's today's grammar point. Let's learn about it with Rebecca. Here she is now.
Today's grammar point will be very useful. You were someone back in some time or at some place. For example, you were a teacher back in Asia. Or you were a baseball player back in high school. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Can you think of ways to practice that sentence, friends? Katie, you were cool back in high school, right?
Yes, and I am still cool. It's cool to read books, right? Peter, you were strange back in school, right?
I was funny, okay? Not strange back in school, okay? But let's talk more about Taylor.
So we know Taylor was a reporter back in Canada, and she wants to keep shooting some reports for LTE TV.
The report will be short, but it can't wait. If something can't wait, it needs to be done right now. She can't shoot it in a few days.
That's right, and right now we can't wait to take a break. So don't go away, we'll be back soon.
Welcome back, friends. Today is our small talk episode. We are talking about Abby and Taylor, who are making the office schedule.
That's right. Taylor needs some time to shoot a report. Even though now she's the station's new producer, she's still a reporter at heart. She loves to do that. Let's see what happens next in Conversation C.
So you were on the news in Canada?
Yes, every night in Vancouver.
I want to see that. Oh, there's some time tomorrow afternoon.
When? I can shoot any time after 3.
How about 3:30? We have 20 minutes free then.
Sounds great.
I'll put it on the schedule, Miss Jones. I mean, Taylor.
Wow, Taylor was a good reporter. She was on the news in Canada. But what does it mean to be on the news?
I know. If you are on the news, that means people see you on the TV. Reporters shoot video. Then they show those videos on TV at night.
And Katie, we are on LTE right now. Part of our job is to teach English for this TV show.
You're right, Peter. Friends, have you been on the news before? It's exciting if that ever happens to you. But reporters are on the news often.
And Taylor was on the news a lot. She was on the news every night in Vancouver.
You're right, Peter. So Abby is still trying to find some time for Taylor to go shoot her report. She's looking at the schedule still.
But there is time tomorrow in the afternoon, which is good because Taylor can shoot any time after 3.
Let's talk about this. If you can do something after a certain time, it means that then you are free.
Maybe my friends want to meet me for dinner. I can tell them I'm free after 6. So we could say, let's go eat at 6, 7, or even 8 o'clock. Any of those times are okay.
That's right. So when will Taylor shoot her report? She can go at 3:30. Abby says they have 20 minutes free then.
Katie and I will have a little free time now because it's time to go to Christina to help us with this word, free.
因为Taylor需要拍摄, 所以Abby挪出了摄影棚20分钟的空档。 她说, we have 20 minutes free. 我们来看句尾的free, 它是形容词有空的,还没被占用的。 因为free做形容词可以表示自由的,免费的。它有很多不同的意思。今天的 20 minutes free 是表示有20分钟是没有被占用的，换句话说是有20分钟的空档。类似的用法像是 We still have 2 rooms free， 我们还有两个房间是空的，没人用的。 Are you free tomorrow for lunch？ 你明天有空一起吃午餐吗？
That was some great free time. I'm ready to keep teaching. What should we talk about next, Katie?
Oh, this is important. We still need to learn about today's calendar phrase.
I'll put it on the schedule.
I'll put it on the schedule.
我会把它加入行程表。
We have a meeting tomorrow.
I'll put it on the schedule.
We have visitors coming next week.
I'll put it on the schedule.
We have a trip next month.
I'll put it on the schedule.
Great. Well, is it time for lunch?
Let me check the schedule.
I'll put it on the schedule.
I'll put it on the schedule.
我会把它加入行程表。
When you plan something...You can put it on the schedule. Then you will see it and know all the things you have to do today.
That's true. So Abby will put Taylor's report on the schedule. And that means Taylor won't have that time free anymore.
But she will get her report finished. And that's why it's important. Hey, Katie, we need to review today's key words.
I'm busy teaching right now, Peter. But let's put it on the schedule.Can we review them tomorrow after 6?
No. We need to practice them right after our lesson. We do that every day. Let's review them anytime after I finish talking. Are you free?
I guess that will have to work. Friends, here's the first key word. Shoot. Shoot. This movie was shot in a month.
Short. Short. Kyle showed me a short video.
Minute. Minute. You have 40 minutes to take the test.
After. After. I'll see you sometime after 3.
Wonderful. Wonderful.Deb has a wonderful voice. All right, those were all the keywords that we talked about today. You can use some of them when you are trying to make your own schedule and practice putting that together. Right now, we're going to take a look back at all of our conversations from the day.
Good morning, Abby.
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm sending next week's schedule to you right now.
Wonderful. And please call me Taylor, Abby. I have a question about this week's schedule.
What's that?
Is there any time on the schedule tomorrow? I need to shoot a report.
You're shooting a report, Miss Jones?
Yes. I'm a producer now, but I'm still a reporter at heart.
I remember. You were a reporter back in Canada.I can check the schedule right now.
Thank you. The report is very short, but it can't wait. I need to shoot it as soon as possible.
So you were on the news in Canada?
Yes, every night in Vancouver.
I want to see that. Oh, there's some time tomorrow afternoon.
When? I can shoot any time after 3.
How about 3:30? We have 20 minutes free then.
Sounds great.
I'll put it on the schedule, Miss Jones. I mean, Taylor.
I don't know.
What are you doing, Monkey Man?
I'm trying to find some time in my schedule.
Oh, time for what?
Well, I want to shoot a report.
Oh, what is the report about?
It's about 5 minutes.
Very funny.
Well, the report is about monkeys.
Monkeys? I'm a monkey. Can I be in the chute?
Well, I know you're a monkey, Ginger, but I don't know. Do you have time in your schedule?
Sure. I have time at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
Okay, you can be in my report.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's wonderful.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about time. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Professor Day. Welcome to the show, Professor.
Thank you, Rob. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, Professor, it is. Thank you for being here, Professor. I know you are a busy woman.
Yes, Rob, I am. I am a professor at the local university. I teach classes and meet with students.
But that's not all you do. You also write books.
Yes, I am the author of 4 books, and now I'm writing my 5th book.
Wow, you are also married and have 2 young children.
That's right, Rob. And I also coach a girls' basketball team once a week.
Wow, you really are a busy woman. I think you're the perfect person to answer today's question.
I'll try, Rob.
Great. Our question today comes from Simon Stops in Ontario, Canada. Simon writes, I feel like I am busy all the time, but I don't get many things done. How can I use my time more wisely?
That's a great question. Do you want to know my secret?
Yes, please.
Schedule everything.
Schedule everything?
Yes, schedule everything. When you schedule things, you make time for things you need to do. You can also see how long things will take. Then you can get more things done.
That's great. But what if something or someone interrupts my schedule?
Well, it might change your schedule, but that's okay. Your schedule doesn't need to be perfect.
I see. But what about fun? If you plan everything, how can you still have fun?
When you plan your schedule, you can also plan your fun. Then you can enjoy your free time even more.
This is a great tip, Professor. I will try to schedule my time right after the show. Then I can use my time even better. All right, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See you all next time on Question Time.
Well, we've learned everything we can learn today. Small talk lessons are fun. We always talk about some fun things.
Yeah, today I enjoyed talking to you about our fun phrases. Can you practice using the phrase, at heart?
That was a fun phrase. And you can make your own schedule. Write down things you want to do and when you should do them.
There are a lot of things you can practice. And tomorrow we'll have part 2 of our small talk lesson. We'll learn some good things from our friends at the station. So make sure that you come back and join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.